Artisanal Chocolatier hits sweet milestone. Welcome, friends. Welcome back to Side Hustle School, a new first $1,000 segment for you today. We're going to hear from an artisanal chocolatier in Seattle who turns their passion for handcrafted chocolate into a profitable business, which of course is what we are all about, going from idea to income, helping someone take a passion or skill or hobby, a set of knowledge perhaps, some experience, something you have learned in life that can be applied to a small business, even just a small business, a very small business that starts with $100 or less, sometimes $0. What can you do to create more personal freedom for yourself? Financial freedom, the ability to do more of what's important to you. That's what we're all about here on the podcast. So let's jump in. We're going to hear from Marie in Seattle. We first featured her project long ago, but the business has grown quite a bit. Let's go back to hear about her first $1,000. How did she make it happen? What did it feel like? What did she learn? What might we take from this story, this example? And the whole point of the first $1,000 segment is that it's easy, relatively easy, to go from $1,000 to $2,000 or even to $5,000 or $10,000. But the challenge sometimes is going from idea to income, like creating any income at all, right? So we like to feature a lot of different people who've done this in different ways. I'm going to step out of the way. Let's hear it from Marie. She's going to share her story. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, I'm Marie, an artisan chocolatier based in the Queen Anne neighborhood of Seattle. A few months ago, I decided to turn my love for making chocolates into a business. Here's how I earned my first $1,000 and more. It all started during the holiday season 2 years ago. I had been making chocolates as a hobby for a long time, experimenting with different flavors and techniques. Friends and family always raved about my creations, and some even suggested I should sell them. So, I thought, why not give it a try? I began by perfecting a few signature recipes, focusing on high-quality ingredients and unique flavor combinations. My favorites included dark chocolate with sea salt and caramel, lavender-infused milk chocolate, and spicy chili chocolate truffles. I wanted my chocolates to stand out, so I paid close attention to the details, from the flavor balance to the presentation. Next, I set up social media profiles, including Yelp and Facebook, to showcase my chocolates. I posted photos and descriptions of each flavor, along with the story behind my business. I also made a few sample boxes and gave them to friends, family, and local businesses, asking for feedback and help spreading the word. My first big break came when a local cafe in Queen Anne agreed to sell my chocolates. They loved the idea of offering locally made artisan chocolates alongside their coffee. I provided them with a small batch on consignment and they sold out within 4 days. This initial success gave me the confidence to approach more local businesses. I started attending local farmers markets and food fairs, where I could interact directly with customers and get immediate feedback. The personal touch and the opportunity to sample the chocolates drew people in. I quickly learned that my spicy chili chocolate truffles were a hit, and I often sold out of them before the day ended. One memorable moment was when a customer bought a box of my chocolates and returned the next week to tell me they were the best chocolates she'd ever had. She ended up ordering several more boxes for gifts, which brought in additional revenue and helped spread the word even further. Between the cafe sales, farmers market stalls, and direct orders from my website, I reached my first $1,000 in less than a month. I kept meticulous records of my expenses and earnings, ensuring that every batch was profitable. One of the biggest challenges was managing production with limited resources. My kitchen was small, and I had to be creative with storage and workspace. I also had to ensure that each batch met my high standards, which sometimes meant late nights perfecting recipes. Another challenge was navigating the legal and health regulations for producing and selling food. I took an online course on food safety and made sure to comply with all local regulations. Next, I'm thinking of expanding my product line to include seasonal flavors and custom gift boxes, and I'm in talks with a few more local shops to carry my chocolates. The initial success of earning my first $1,000 has fueled my passion and ambition to grow this business further.
I All right, big thanks to Marie for telling us about her first $1,000. I love Seattle. I used to live there many years ago. I went to grad school at the University of Washington, so I always enjoy returning to visit. Hopefully, I'll get to go back and try Marie's chocolate at some point. And listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2823. That's for episode 2823. We've got a new one every single day. It's always completely free. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.